baby, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what? As far as worst candy, some people would say black licorice. Now, that is not intended to be insensitive in any way, shape, or form. I always liked black licorice, although the cherry or strawberry was more to my liking and preference. Don't read anything into that that ought not to be read into it. Talking about your favorite candy bars that you used to like that just aren't available anymore. I mean, I've never looked for a Mars bar. It was never on the horizon. It was always Reese's. Boy, that call's going to stay with me all day. God corrected me. I was saying Reese's, and it's actually Reese's. Call is correct, and I'm glad he corrected me, but at the same time, it's going to leave a mark, not going to lie. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Not that labile, trust me. Here is Tony in Buffalo. Tony, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. What do you have for us?
Thank you for taking the call. A while ago, when you were going through that list of Canadian candy bars, did you miss Sweet Marie?
Yes, I did. It was not on my list.
Yes, remember that one, Sweet Marie.
There's no, okay, you're throwing me, my friend, my love, you are throwing me a curveball.
There's also Black Magic Chocolate. It's not a bar, but it's chocolate. They used to come from Canada. Really good if you like dark chocolate. And then in the American side, my favorite was Zero Bar, which is kind of tough to get around here.
Now, let's see. Actually, the Sweet Marie is no longer made, which is fine because that's part of our topic today. From the internet, the Sweet Marie Bar, a confection of caramel, fudge, and peanuts developed in 1931, remained in production until 2013 when it was finally discontinued. You know the other one, too? Was it the Chunky Bar? And Chunky Bar with raisins? Sorry. But, dude, when you're a kid, chocolate and raisins, I mean, that's like the fruitcake of candy bars. Who likes that?
I did. It wasn't bad.
To me, the Chunky Bar was just, oh. I think I tried one once based on advertising, and I said, no, thank you, man. But the Sweet Marie is no longer with us. Just getting back to this whole concept of Canadian chocolate as opposed to American chocolate, do you see, I think Canadian chocolate is so vastly superior to American chocolate, and I'm talking about the store-bought stuff. I am not talking about places like, and again, this is, I will name them, I take responsibility, Alethea's on Main Street and Clarence, and do not send us any candy, Alethea's. We love you. And there's also, we've got a place in Williamsville that is a hometown confectionery. That's where you find real quality stuff. You're not going to find wax and paraffin from a real chocolatier. Or would that be chocolatier? I don't know. Like Jacques Cloutier, the former Sabre goaltender.
I wouldn't know about that pronunciation, but I do remember the Black Magic chocolate from Canada. You'd have to like dark chocolate, and they had some really funky fillings, the jellies and the creams. And
Okay, chocolate and jelly. Why? And by the way, do you know that dark chocolate is actually supposedly heart healthy?
Yes, I heard that, and I actually prefer it to milk chocolate, but you can't get Black Magic chocolate anymore. I looked at the internet, and I think you might be able, might be able to get it from one source. Nestle, I think, owns the company now, but it's no longer really available in Canada from what I understand.
You can buy it, believe it or not. I'm looking online, and you can buy it from Amazon.
Oh, I bet it's not as good as it used to be, though.
what is, including me. I mean, it comes right down to it. I mean, come on. But no, today, Black Magic, this is from the internet. Today, Black Magic is a brand that wants to be rediscovered. Our classic selection has been created using only natural flavors, and it's spelled O-U-R-S, and features a selection of caramels, whole nuts, fruit creams, wrapped in dark chocolate. Now, I just let me just since you're into creamy chocolate and chocolate with all kinds of funk in it, is there anything better? Is there anything better than, well, see, you're a dark chocolate guy, but to me, the milk chocolate with the buttercream filling. Oh.
That's good. I like that, too. I just, for some reason, like dark chocolate better. I eat both. And for dark chocolate, I do miss Black Magic. Yes, they did have weird fillings like the orange jelly and strawberry cream and a few others that I can't recall.
Hey, probably for the better as far as I'm concerned, because my stomach is starting to churn a little bit. Like, who is this man I'm talking to? What's he going to say next? Hey, it was also filled with human flesh. Sorry, I'm a little weird.
All right.
You figured that out a long time ago. But anything else you wanted to add to the discussion? You've been a great caller.
No, it's just the part about Sweet Marie. I remember that from years ago.
Not to be confused with the 60s hit, later redone by Brooks and Dunn, My Maria. Which hopefully Tanner will have ready after the traffic to give us, or whenever, to give us a sample of the remake by Brooks and Dunn. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's funny how music becomes the soundtrack of our lives, because that remake of My Maria by Brooks and Dunn, they were playing that like every hour at Cedar Point one year when I took the kids, and I fell in love with a song that I never really was into before, but the remake, after hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, it's like, that's quite good. I'm rather enjoying this. Let's go to
Maria.
You guys,
don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's funny, the songs that stay with you and the memories associated with them. And for some reason, waiting for one of the flights, I had this sudden urge to hear Big and Rich. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. And there I am. People are looking at me because I don't have earbuds, and I don't think I was really popular. But I didn't torture them with Bob Dylan. So there's that. Here is CJ in Buffalo on WBEN. CJ, hello.
Hello. Here's a candy I remember from long ago, trick-or-treating. It was Bonomo Turkish Taffy. There was a very catchy jingle. You slap it and crack it and share. That was back in the day of Necco wafers and candy lipstick and those sort of candies.
Okay, do you remember candy cigarettes?
Oh, of course. I mean, them all the time.
Really? I can remember Mom buying me candy cigarettes. Really? I mean, talk about the clutches of the tobacco industry into American consumer life in the 60s and 70s. I'm not sure when they discontinued candy cigarettes, but you talk about the Necco wafers. Don't they still make those?
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody really likes them. We also had wax lips and wax fingernails and those little bottles of liquid.
Yes. It was, for those who might not remember, you might be a little young, but they used to sell these wax bottles, and they had liquid inside. God only knows what the liquid was. Probably contained some kind of Chinese virus. But you would bite into the bottle, you would suck the liquid, and then you would put the bottle in your mouth, and you would chew wax. Probably highly carcinogenic, but you would chew the wax, right?
It was delicious.
It was good wax. Can't take away from wax, can you? how about Wonder Bar? You remember Wonder Bar? I mean, that's only a Canadian thing, I guess, but you ever have a Wonder Bar?
I was a Coffee Crisp person.
Oh, wow.
Always brought home, yeah, we had a cottage in Canada, always brought home Coffee Crisp.
You know, it's interesting because, it's amazing these candies that we had that just don't seem to be around anymore unless you go to a specialty place like, it was Vidler's. Remember the dots of sugar on the strip of paper and you would wet the paper and then pick off
big.
The little dots?
Those were always a big hit.
And the other one, the flying saucers. With a dissolvable, dissolvable surface and inside little pebbles of goodness and sugar.
Yes, we call them communion wafers.
Oh my, you know you're going to hell, right? I mean, I don't mean to break the news to you, but you are, you know, being blasphemous. I'm just saying.
I was 8 years old.
I'm pretty sure that God will forgive you. Anything else that you remember, CJ, from your decadent...
Just the Bonomo Turkish taffy.
I'm lost on that. Can you spell Bonomo so I can at least look it up?
Oh, yeah. It was B-O-N-O-M-O. It was a very catchy jingle back in the day. It was like a flat piece of taffy. It was very hard, and you would slap it and crack it and share it with your friends.
And it was from Great Neck, Long Island, and I hate to share this fetid news with you, but it's closed. It's permanently closed. Yes, you will never have Bonomo Turkish Taffy again. Thank you kindly.
No great loss.
No great loss. Well, the thing is, as you get older, I mean, you got to watch your teeth. I mean, I don't care if you're eating popcorn or something really, really sticky and gooey. You got to watch it, man, because your teeth crack and bingo, there goes your vacation. And the state police did locate the vehicle they believe was used in the murder on the 190. And as I told you the day it happened, it was a stolen vehicle. I take no great joy in that, but I just relate the facts as I get them, and had a chance to talk with some law enforcement types over the weekend who interestingly had no problem at all with anything that I related on the air about what I knew about what they were looking at and the investigation, and basically thanked me for at least telling people what the story they believe happens to be. But that doesn't do anything to bring back the innocent man who was shot and killed by these scumbags who hopefully they left behind some DNA evidence or other clues as to their identity. Let's get back to the calls. And Frank in Holland with the big pickup truck, I believe. Frank, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, I love my truck, and I love my Canadian candy bar, Big Turk. Now, if you've ever had a Turkish Delight chocolate, you know, an assorted chocolates, it's just one of those in the form and large like a candy bar.
Well, Frank, the only time I had Turkish Delight was in prison in Ankara, and I don't think it was the same
thing.
No, I'm sorry. That was on the list. The Big Turk. Well, describe in greater detail what the Big Turk is all about.
Well, you know, it's a longer. Candy bar with the grooved sides so you can break it into pieces, and it's the Turkish Delight is a berry flavored gel. It's not a jelly, but it's like a gel that's like semi-soft, and the chocolate is excellent because I'm sorry, I have to agree with you, Canadian chocolate seems to be better. And I tell you what, I've used to deliver to a place up in Toronto that made them, and I would come home well, with type 2 diabetes, I gotta say, you know, so.
Jeez, that's not fun. That's like, I want to laugh, but I know it's not funny because so many people I know either have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. So, I mean, I'm only going to laugh in sympathy with them, yes, with those people.
And you know, you can get the candy bars, some of the Canadian candy bars and nostalgic candy bars. I won't say the name because I don't know if I'm allowed, but you mentioned one in East Aurora, and there's one in Tonawanda downtown. By the canal, just across the street from Mooney's.
Really?
And, yeah, they have the nostalgic candy bars. A lot of them the candies that you're talking about, including Jawbreakers and the bottles and the caps and all those things. I mean, really quite the neat shop. Go figure. I found it. You know.
Okay. Now, you, Frank, you mentioned Jawbreakers. And frankly, the name says it all when it comes to Jawbreakers. Do you remember Atomic Fireballs?
They sell those, too. And I didn't like them. My brother did, but I wasn't much for the spicy. I mean, and now they got all the newer stuff that'll burn your mouth to bits. I don't need that. You know, the Jawbreakers, though, you can get them at the place in East Shore and Tonawanda in multiple sizes. I mean, I was very surprised that I found all these nostalgic candies.
Wow.
And the wax bottles, couldn't stand them.
Really?
I
don't know what the attraction was. It was like, what was the? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna go crazy now. What was the candy that was advertised very heavily in the 1970s? It was a gum. It was a gum, and you would bite into the gum and it would squirt in your mouth.
Oh, I know what you. It wasn't Hubba Bubba. It wasn't Bubblicious.
No, but there
I
was.
I remember what it was.
There was a colloquial name that I cannot use on the radio that still makes me laugh. Yes, go ahead.
Those bubblegum cigars you can get there, too.
No, I can't believe they still sell those.
Yeah, the cigarettes, you can get those at the East Shore one, and the cigar, you can get it at the Tonawanda one, but the cigar ones, too, and they're bubblegum. That's why I never really liked them, because, you know, the nasty bubblegum.
Frank, because I kind of know you, I will allow you to name the place in Tonawanda. I'll make an exception to my own general rule because I'm sure we have people who are saying, come on, Tom, let him give the name. Well, what's the name of the joint in Tonawanda?
I wish I could remember the name. I know it's Kitty Corner to Mooney's.
A man who knows his North Tonawanda bars and restaurants. I love you already.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, great show. Keep it up.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. Yes, I actually get paid for this. It's bizarre. All right. You know, there's another topic I wanted to whip out, and I might whip it out in the next half hour, but you guys are all about candy right now, and I don't know. I hope you guys are having a blast because we're about 33 minutes away from trick-or-treat starting in many of the municipalities and villages of Western New York. I've got my full-size out. One of the retired law enforcement people I know, he's also a full-size guy. Hey, with his pension, he should be. Actually, the funny thing is, he's good friends now with my daughter. It's like, is it my daughter or my colleague? I'm not sure. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through.
So since Mr. Big is a Canadian candy bar, I decided we'd head into this half hour of the program with Mr. Big. And then the part of me wonders, hey, I wonder if the people who made the Mr. Big candy bar ever filed a cease and desist with the band Mr. Big for trademark infringement or whether the border, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but these are things I wonder about. All right, it's 5:30. I wonder about a lot of really weird stuff. 5:39, News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about the candy that isn't around anymore, as well as your favorite candy. And the number one favorite candy, according to a note I received from Mr. Wenger, is still Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I've got some. I bought as many as the store had of the full size, and those are going to get handed out first, and I will tell you why. Because if they're around the house, despite my lack of a sweet tooth, I do make an exception for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and I don't want them around, okay? It would be like being addicted to a substance and having that around. I'm not going to use it. I just want it around. No. That would be a no. All right. The one topic that I kind of wanted to bring up, and I don't know if we've got enough time. I'm going to call this a teaser topic because there's no reason we can't bring this back in the future. But horror movies. Is there a must-see Halloween movie or horror movie? And I must confess, with some very rare exceptions, namely the old school classics, I mean really old school classics, it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, the scariest movie of that genre that I've seen is one I've talked about before on the program. It's Russell Crowe, The Pope's Exorcist, which for whatever reason, I find it to be a very entertaining movie. Some glaring inconsistencies in it, but a very entertaining movie. Like, okay, if you're that strong, why are you allowing yourself to be restrained to a bed? But then you break the restraints easily? I don't quite get that. But anyway, these are things I worry about late at night. Here is Steve in Hamburg next up on WBEN at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, you're calling about candy.
Yes, I am. I have two candies. One was called Snaps. They were licorice cylinders with, like, this candy coating over them.
Yes.
And I absolutely love them. You can't get them anymore.
Which, frankly, sir, may be actually a message from God that they were unholy to begin with. You know what? It's funny because if you had told me, you know, Tom, there's a candy that was a candy covered thing and it was filled with a licorice-y thing inside. I couldn't have named that in a million years. But here you are coming out with Snap candies. Now I have to look up to see. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So just before I get to my other candy, I have two boys, and when they were kids growing up, I loved licorice, and they absolutely hated licorice. I could leave licorice anywhere in the house. I could put it right on their bedside tables, and they would never touch it. And I always loved that I had something that they just detested and would leave alone. But when I was a kid in Canada, I went to Rose Seton School in Fort Erie, and we had a candy store. And in Canada, I cannot remember the name of this. It was in the 60s. But it was this package of candy that you would buy, and it was a cylinder about 3 inches tall filled with confectioner's sugar. And then you would have this really hard licorice stick that you would dip into it and lick the sugar off the licorice stick. It was just like they made no pretenses about it. They were just like, we're going to pump you full of sugar and you're going to like it.
Well, that reminds me, and I don't know what these things are called, of the straws without the licorice or anything like that, that were just filled with flavored sugar. And you would just like... You'd like tear off the top of the straw and basically inhale the sugar. And then they wondered why we had a cocaine problem in the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely. I think that's why I got drawn to white powders later on in life. But it was just that candy was, you had this licorice stick. And I remember all my friends, we would get these on the way to school. And, you know, and by the time we got to school, we were all tagged up and ready to go.
Wow.
But,
Total sugar buzz.
Yeah, but as Jerry Garcia said, some people like licorice and others just hate it. Yeah, there's no in-between with it.
Well, I beg to differ, sir, because it is entirely possible to like one flavor of licorice but not like another flavor of licorice. I mean, if I had my choice, the cherry or strawberry, that's fine licorice. Black licorice, in a pinch, it'll do, but it's got to be, I like something with color to it, I guess. Nice red color. It just seems so appealing. Apparently, I'm a communist. I was drawn to the red.
That's all I had.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Snaps. They don't make Snaps anymore, by the way. I think we've established that. I looked on the internet, and I believe everything I read on the internet, especially about myself. Here is Polly in Niagara Falls on WBEN at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You are on. Go right ahead. Polly, are you there? I'm not hearing anything. Guys, are you hearing anything from Polly? Well, let's put Polly on hold. Maybe we'll find time for her toward the end of the program. Let's go to Fred in Lancaster on WBEN. Fred, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, Tom, I like the old Mars bars. They're similar to like an Almond Joy where it was just like one almond on top of the chocolate, not like all chopped up inside of the nougat. So I like the old Mars bars. I don't know if you remember them.
You know what? I was. You're the second person to bring up Mars bars, and I was never a big fan, to be honest with you, of the Mars bar. Never a big fan.
Probably the nougat. Probably the nougat. You sound like you're not a nougat guy.
Well, you know what? I don't know why. I know what nougat is because we read the definition of nougat before, which is N-O-U-G-A-T for those keeping score at home. What are your thoughts on the Three Musketeer bar? I mean, they still make Three Musketeer. Now, technically, that's not really nougat.
If I'm going to go with a Three Musketeers, I'll always take a Milky Way before that. If I have that mood. Yeah.
Milky Way, I don't know that anybody else has brought that up today. The Milky Way bar is a classic. The Snickers bar is a classic. Reese's, a classic. But don't you wonder, given the times in which we live, how many of these candies are eventually going to go away because people's tastes change or possibly there's government interference in the candy industry?
I'm more worried about the government interference. Other than that, it's up to, you know, let the markets decide what everyone likes. And I do like Kit Kat. Kit Kat's is one of my favorites, too.
You know, I think I've got Kit Kat figured out. Okay, first of all, they had a very aggressive advertising campaign about 10 years ago, number one. Number two, Kit Kat is a bar that you can eat, and even though it's got as many calories as any other candy bar, because it's so light and airy, you don't feel like you're getting any calories.
And if you notice one thing, like Nestle, like Hershey's has the market of Kit Kat in the United States, but I think Nestle's has it around the whole rest of the world, which is pretty interesting in itself. So it's different from the United States than if you get a Kit Kat bar in Canada.
Now tell me something. Have you ever been down the Hershey Highway to Hershey, Pennsylvania to check out where they make this stuff?
Never. But I could put that on the list.
Remember when the Buffalo Sabres had the Hershey Bears as their farm team? Remember that?
Yes. Yep.
All right. There was a time, ladies. Go ahead.
One other thing. The movie, The Boy. If you ever get a chance, it's called The Boy.
Okay, now, just tell me that.
Briefly? It's about a puppet.
It's a puppet? It's a puppet? It's like a Chucky movie?
It's got a different twist. I don't want to give it up, but it's in England, and it's about a puppet. But it gets a little deeper than that.
Do you ever go to antique stores or anything?
Yes, I do. And garage sales.
Okay.
Kind of a hobby.
Is there anything more scary than a doll or a puppet that was made in the 30s or 40s?
Oh, the dolls are horrible. My mother used to have one, the eyes always opened in the bathroom, you know, like, and it had like the toilet paper underneath it. And I taped it up when I was a kid because I was afraid it was going to, climb down and get me in the middle of the night. So I actually roped the damn thing up.
I would like to say that that's irrational behavior, but just imagining what you have just described, I would probably do the same thing today. I'd probably like put a movement alarm on it, and I'd probably put one of the surveillance cameras on it just to make sure it wasn't doing anything in the middle of the night. The eyes were
either closed or open, and it was like sometimes it was open, sometimes the eyes were closed on this little doll, and it just like had a dress that went over the toilet paper, and the feet went like right through the hole in the toilet paper roll, and it just watched you while you were going to the bathroom.
Okay, that has so many implications, I don't even know where to begin, and it's probably best that I don't. But horror movies, The Boy. Okay, yes. Let me, I'll do read up on the synopsis of that. Thank you very much. Dolls of the 30s and 40s. Remember being at my mother's mom's house, my grandmother, and they would bring down these toys for me to play with, and all the toys were from the 30s and 40s. I didn't want to touch those things. I was like, no, thank you. I'll take my Matchbox cars. Thank you. It is Bowerly. You know, I almost typed in the boy into my Google search, and then I realized I really don't want that as part of my Google search history, because at some point, I'm just saying that no matter how innocent, no matter how show preppy it might be, I might end up like Pete Townsend, and I don't want that because that's just not my bag, baby. Let's go to Polly on WBEN. Polly, go ahead.
Oh, my. Listen, the last caller, oh, wow. That was really pretty spooky. Yeah, you talk about scary movies and thoughts and what he said. You know, that was up there. But I was going to say, a great candy bar, Kinder Bueno. It's funny. It's Kinder, which is German. Bueno is Spanish. It's made in Poland or Italy. Kinder Bueno. It rivals.
Children good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It rivals Kit Kat. It really does. Oh, my. My son got me to buy some, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to because it's too much money. And it's really so good. Oh, my God. Better than Kit Kat, better than Twix. Yeah, Kinder Bueno. Yeah, it's really funny because it's Kinder Bueno. The name, and then it's made in Poland or Italy. That's what really cracks me up. Kinder Bueno, made in Italy or, you know, Poland.
Well, actually, it is made these days by an Italian confectionery concern called Ferrero, and I think Ferrero also has bought up a lot of the American chocolate makers.
Oh, I will say Nestle bought out Kit Kat. And Nestle, I think we should boycott them because they buy our water for pennies on a gallon, like our freshwater lake, Lake Erie in Lake Michigan water, and you know, and process it and bottle it and sell it to us. So I resent Nestle. I do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I got nothing. If I boycotted everything, I would be reduced to skeletal remains. Here is, you like how I said skeletal, those of you from the UK. Here's Evelyn in Lackawanna. I got about a minute. Evelyn, go.
Those are called pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks with the sugar. Yes.
That's what they are. Grape, lime, lemon, and the red cherry.
Oh, and the favorite of pediatric dentists everywhere, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. But I'm having my wine. I remember also those little flying saucers that were filled with those little beads. They were like
Union
wafers.
Yes, and they melted in your mouth.
Yeah, not in your hand.
Yeah, but could you wait for them to melt before you just bit into them because you wanted to get to the good stuff right away?
Oh, no, you bit into them right away. Yep.
Absolutely.
But I'm just pouring myself a glass of wine now because I got out of work, and it's time to have Halloween.
Are you going to be like, drunk when you answer the door for the kids? That's a big hit.
Well, that's fun, actually.
Oh, I think I like you,
Evelyn.
We don't
really get a lot of kids, though, anymore.
Oh, I'm getting ready for 80 tonight, so we'll see what materializes.
And it's a little cold out there and rainy, so. But anyway, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too. Good way to end the show. And all I'm going to say is, hey, like the post office, cold, rain, snow, the dark of night is going to stop a kid from getting free candy. At least that's the way I was when I was a kid. It is Bowerly. Thank you, loves. I really appreciate all the calls today. I can't believe we spent 4 hours talking about candy. I do want to do a show on scary movies because I've never gotten into the genre, really. In any event, thank you kindly. Thanks to Tanner Saunders behind the glass making the magic happen and Evan DePasquale doing a great job. He's warming the bench. Warming the bench, but doing a fine job running the program as Tanner supervised. Tanner is now a supervisor, which means he gets to take the two-hour HR class. All right. Anyway, guys, happy Halloween. Thank you for a most enjoyable show. I shall look for you tomorrow between 2 and 6. Stand by. Tom Puckett is up with Buffalo's Evening News from 6 until 7. And again, please drive extra, extra, extra slowly tonight because kids are wild and crazy in the quest for candy, and they ain't thinking about looking both ways. They just want to get candy. So please, I beg of you, drive safely. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6.